With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, touting his ongoing work to correct the mistakes of the Biden administration. President Trump says the U.S. economy is growing and will continue to get even better. The president appearing last night at a rally in Pennsylvania. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Facing criticism over the high cost of living, the president used his visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, to blame Joe Biden and Democrats for the affordability crisis.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
He acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy, even as he defended his tariff policy and pointed to falling gas prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petition signatures calling for a statewide vote on the plan backed by President Trump, organizers turning in 300,000 signatures. It's a move picking up on a lot of momentum, state designating two Muslim advocacy groups as foreign terrorist organizations.
The executive order applies to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, known by its acronym CARE, and to the Muslim Brotherhood. It was announced Monday by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the social media site X. The order prevents state agencies from granting various benefits and contracts to the two groups and to those who have provided material support to them. Both organizations are crying foul. Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a similar move last month, applying to both organizations. Neither is designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the federal government, but a bill in Congress was introduced last summer to direct the Secretary of State to review CARES past contacts to see if their associations and actions would meet that criteria. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. In Colorado, a victory for girls' sports.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some legal experts predicting the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states considering proposals that would require the posting in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display this year and last. Legal challenges would lead to all laws being at least partially blocked. This is SRN News. Political observers are keeping very close tabs on the New York governor's race as it begins to heat up.
Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is running. His entry into the race kicks off what's expected to be a heated Republican primary contest against Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Both count themselves as allies of President Trump, who calls them both great people. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul faces a primary challenge from her own Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Both Blakeman and Stefanik frame themselves as candidates who could appeal to moderate Democrats as well as Republicans. Rich Thomason reporting.
In Texas, the state launching a partnership with Turning Point USA to create chapters of the conservative organization at every high school campus in the state. Both Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick backing that initiative. More details, SRNNews.com.